welcome once again, friends, to another broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. This is Pastor Paul Tabano of Harvest Church in Clifton Park, New York, and I'm so glad you have decided to share this time with us. I pray today's program will be life-changing as you listen to the uncompromised Word of God. Now let's join a service already in progress. I'm going to give you a lot of quotes from a lot of famous preachers that love God and had fantastic ministries of healing and miracles and just revivalists, if you don't mind. So just lean back for a minute and listen to some of these statements, fair enough. Duncan Campbell: today we have Christianity made easy as an accommodation to an age that is unwilling to face the implications of Calvary and the gospel of simple believism. What does that mean? Just believe it. If the Bible says what it says, just believe it. I know in John 14, 15, 16, that Jesus spent those three chapters in John talking about who's going to take his place. Who was it? It was the Holy Ghost. Amen. So if I hear that, I want to jump in and find out as much as I can about the Holy Spirit, and I want to be a part of the plan. Fair enough? Listen to this. John Piper, he's a great author. Listen to what he says. Do you have a hunger for God? I can't give you a hunger for God. I have a hunger for God. I'm not boasting on me. I have a hunger for God because I ask God for a hunger. Not just for the word, but for souls. If we don't feel strong desire for the manifestation of the glory of God, it's not because we have drunk deeply and are satisfied. It's because we have nibbled so long at the table of the world. Our soul is stuffed with small things, and there's no room for great things. Remember the story about the froggy in the water? And what happened to the frog? The water got hot, and it cooked. How did that happen? Because as the temperature went up, the frog would move around to make himself more comfortable. And another degree, he'd make himself a little bit more comfortable. See, what's happened is the world has come and made us comfortable, and we just move around to fit on in that, and then suddenly there's no strength to jump out of it because it's too late. See, I'm sharing my heart with you this morning. I'm seeing things through the eyes of the Spirit, not just through the eyes of a man. I'm telling you, in the realm of the Spirit, there needs to be changes in the church. See, I believe when we have an altar call, we have the preaching, the word, the worship, the praise, the prayer time, all of that is an entrance for the Holy Spirit to come in. When the Holy Spirit comes in, he always leaves a deposit. Now, if you have a deposit in the natural and money, what can you do with that deposit? Make withdrawals. So we give you enough on a Sunday morning to walk out of here with deposit after deposit, but during the course of the week, you can even take and deplete all of your deposits unless you're putting more in there. I want to see you and I with such a hunger for the Word of God that we don't need an evangelist coming in to spark us. We can get the stoker ourselves and stoke the Word of God on the inside of us so a fire burns. Amen. Now, if we've got that fire going, we never want it to go out. Here's another one. Leonard Revival. Are you ready now? The world has lost the power to blush over its vice, but the church has lost her power to weep over it. Because many times the church looks like the world does. It shouldn't be that way. The church should be a haven for people who need rest, who need help, who need strength. Amen? Luke 14:33 says this: leave everything and follow me. Jesus said that to the what? The fishermen, his first disciples. Today, we don't have that kind of a call in the lives of people. It doesn't say, follow me. Leave your fishermen's nets and leave everything behind you and simply follow me. Listen to 2 Timothy 3:12. All who live godly lives in Christ will suffer persecution. You know what? I've experienced persecution because of the call of God on my life and because what God's asked me to do. You understand that? I'm not going to let opinions of people direct my life. I'm going to have God's opinion of me through the blood of Jesus Christ steer my life. Amen? How many of you sometime along your life got tired of making bad decisions? I sure did. And then what did I do? Started getting myself solidified, stuck myself in the Word of God more than ever before, and let the book, the Word of God, which is alive and well, sharper than any two-edged sword, take control of my life. Say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Here's another quote if you don't mind. Amen? A.W. Tozer, have you ever heard him before? If the Holy Ghost was withdrawn from the church today, 95% of what we do would go on and no one would know the difference. I want a fire burning on the inside of me. Say a fire burning on the inside of me that can change the lives of people. When I stand before God someday, and you will also, He's not going to want to know anything about our life here on earth except what have we done for the kingdom of God. Only things that are done for Christ are going to last. Everything else is wood, hay, and stubble. It will be blown away. Say hallelujah. I think I got that. I think I got that. Amen. Listen to it, if you don't mind. Go over to John's Gospel real quick. 14th chapter and verse, if you don't mind, number 15. If you really love me, you'll keep and obey my commandments. How many of you love the Lord? I certainly do. Then what will we strive to do with the help of the Holy Spirit? Keep his commandments. Listen to verse 21. The person who has my commandments, but then the Amplified uses another word, and keeps them. Oh, listen to it now. In the one who really loves me. So having the Bible is not enough, but putting the Bible where? In our hearts. Remember Mark 4? The Word is the seed. Jesus is the Word, so He's the seed. If we keep it in our hearts, amen, say in our hearts. Say, good ground, who really loves me, and whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father. And I too will love him and will show and reveal and manifest myself to him. I will let myself be clearly seen by him and make myself real to him. How many of us sometimes have a problem lining up with the Word? Then we need help. Have you ever seen those big boxes? If you buy a big TV or a big item and you'll see two people lifting something up, but then there's always somebody who tries to do it by themselves. See, that's the believer. We try to do things by ourselves, not following the directions of the Holy Spirit when He says, I can help you. Listen to this, if you don't mind. William Booth, you know the name William Booth. We must wake ourselves up, or somebody else will take our place and bear our cross and thereby rob us of our crown. My God, have mercy. Listen to this quote, if you don't mind. A.B. Simpson, powerful man of God. The chief danger of the church today is that it is trying to get on the same side as the world instead of turning the world upside down. See, what the church did, early church, was they turned the world upside down. They wanted the early church to be quiet and not mention the name of Jesus. In fact, if I remember right, when they had him on trial, they took note that these unlearned men, uneducated men, had been with Jesus. That's what it says. What a great place to be. Is for people to indict us on our stand, on what the Word of God says, and they take note. These unlearned men have been with Jesus. See, the world takes notice. The world, when people aren't looking like Nicodemus, when he came at night to see Jesus, he heard him all day, saw the miracles, heard the preaching of the Word, but then he came to him at night because in his heart, something was going on. There was a fire burning in his heart. And what did Jesus say? You're going to be born again tonight, man. Remember the two guys on the road to Emmaus? Jesus walks up to them and they're talking back and forth about the events of the death of Jesus and his resurrection. He's been here and there. And he listened to their conversation. And then he began to open up the scriptures and told them all that the scriptures said about Jesus coming and what would take place. And when he was done, it was an eye opener. The Bible says, and their eyes were opened. You and I are to open the eyes of those that don't know Jesus. And then it goes like this now. I'm giving my own paraphrase. Did not our hearts burn within us when he opened up the scriptures? Listen to me. Fire is made to consume. When you and I open up this word over here, begin to read it, begin to apply it on a daily basis, there's a fire on the inside of us that's going to begin to burn. How many of you have seen sometimes out of the volunteer fire department, there's a sign, is there a fire in you? And every time I go by, I say, yes, there is. There's always a fire in me. I want to see somebody with a face where I can look into their eyes and see they're in a terrible state of confusion and have the power of God come on them in Jesus' name. And something supernatural like the fire of God burns in them and changes their life. See, listen to me. You have an anointing on the inside of you. You're already a minister of the gospel. That's what the Bible says. See, some people walk around and they're looking for a microphone so they can be heard. I don't need a microphone to be heard. I can reach out and touch somebody's hand, open a door, say kind words to them, and I've reached out with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Say hallelujah. Their hearts burned on the inside of them. I want to be able to have the fire of God on the inside of me so hot that it burns through the dross, it burns away all the junk, it burns away everything in someone's life so that revival can hit that house and hit that life in Jesus' name. Listen to the rest of this. Our master expects to accomplish results, even if they bring opposition and conflict. Anything is better than compromise. Anything, say anything, is better than compromise. I don't believe in compromise. Compromise is not getting to the truth of the matter. Compromise is where people will come together and say, well, we'll do it. No, I'm not giving in. There's only one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Well, Pastor, you're so set on that because I'm set on what the Word of God says. What the Word of God says is there's no other way to get to God than through Jesus Christ. That settles it. I'm not interested in somebody else telling me this or somebody else telling me this. And this may work. It may work, may not work. I got a sure thing in the fact that Jesus came, died on the cross of Calvary, rose from the dead, and no one else has ever done that before. You can fill your places of employment with the power and presence of God that will overtake that workplace and change it one soul at a time. You are not just people that work for an employer. You're employed by the Holy Ghost. That's your employer. Glory to God. Say hallelujah. You're going to walk into your places of business with a brand new high step. You're going to walk in and you're, glory to God, I got a 12-hour shift today, but boy, are we going to have fun. It's going to change because every time you bring something to somebody and you've touched that item, the power of God has gone into that and they're going to, my God, their lives are going to be changed.
This is Pastor Carolyn Tabano. I hope you've enjoyed today's broadcast of Sold Out for Jesus. If today's program has encouraged you and you would like to become a partner with this ministry, please send all correspondence and financial contributions to Harvest Church, 303 Grooms Road, Clifton Park, New York, 12065. If you'd like to download today's message and view our complete media library, or if you'd like to know more about this ministry, you can find us at soldoutforjesus.com. Until next time, remember that you too can be sold out for Jesus because Jesus is alive. Jesus is alive.